This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. These interviews were recorded during the Created State Symposium in April. I talked to two nursing students about their research during the poster sessions at Created State. Corey Dorman and Erica Dillard are both on the Nurse Practitioner Program. Dorman tells about his research.
My research was colorectal cancer screening rates. The reason I did this is because this applies to pretty much everyone, especially those who are older 50 or up to age 75 and possibly further than that. But colorectal cancer is like the third most common type of cancer and second leading cause of all cancer deaths. And it's actually one of the most preventable types of cancer. So when someone is screened and they find a polyp, which is a non-cancerous lesion, but that can lead to cancer within 10 years. So Arkansas really does bad compared to other states in the country with the colorectal cancer screenings. We're at about 62%. The national average is around 67.5%. And some states do pretty well, about 76%, but that's mostly in the Northwest. The South is really terrible with this. So screenings can be done in two different ways. They can be done by visual test or they can be done by stool sample. Colonoscopies are the leading or the best method of screening, really. So there's other visual tests. And then there's also the stool test that I mentioned. The stool test, they can create a lot of false positives. And even if there are a positive, they still have to have a colonoscopy. So it's always important to just go ahead and try to do the colonoscopy if all possible.
How did you get interested in this research?
I'm going to be a primary care provider, hopefully. So this is screening for anything is very important in all aspects of care. So this is something that applies to everybody. And so, yeah, that's why I want to kind of...
So how did you conduct the research by way of kind of getting the information that you needed?
So I did this at a local clinic here in Jonesboro. I pulled 50 random charts just to see if they had any type of screening. And I just kind of looked and see if they had a documented reason for refusal.
Right. And what were the results?
So this clinic was 76%, which is pretty good. But the American Cancer Society is trying to get, their initiative is to have 80% of people to be screened. So this clinic does very well compared to the state average of 62%, but still didn't meet the 80%.
Right. And so how long have you been working on this particular study?
About a year and a half.
Who has worked with you? I see Mark Foster and some others. Who have worked with you on this?
Mark Foster has the other adjunct faculty for our program, such as Leah Privet and Tanya Mead, have helped me with it.
Right. How have they helped you by way of in your learning process and all of that to kind of get you prepared for your career?
Just kind of they've given me insight on maybe points I need to hit. And maybe how to approach this with patients and so forth.
That was Corey Dorman. Erica Dillard also worked on her degree as a nurse practitioner and told about what her focus was on.
My research is based on the evidence-based clinical practice guidelines for diabetes. And what I did, I chose the population in Memphis, Tennessee, in a small inner city clinic. What I did was pull data on patients who were referred to an ophthalmologist. And once they was referred, did they actually go to the ophthalmologist to get their diabetic retinopathy eye exams? Based on the clinic, a lot of my patients, they were possibly referred out by their primary care providers, but going to get the eye exam after that was the problem. And some of the problems that I identified was transportation was a major issue, knowledge deficit on why they should have the diabetic retinopathy exam, and just basically, they just didn't want to go.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the problem with diabetes and how it affects the eyes, by way of that, if you don't mind, please?
Diabetes affects the eyes because what it does, it's a microvascular disease that kind of constricts the eye vessels. And it is the seventh leading cause of blindness. So that's the reason why it's very important for diabetics to get eye exams. Because of the disease process, it kind of constricts the vessel and the blood flows to the eyes.
Right. So what were some of the things that you were trying to get out of this study, if you don't mind, please? What were some of your objectives?
Some of my objectives was to, A, educate the providers on how important it is to refer the patients to get diabetic eye exams. Number two, to make the patients aware how important it is to get their eyes tested annually once you are diagnosed with diabetes. And based on the clinical guidelines through American Diabetic Association, when you first get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, they want you to immediately go get an eye exam. And every year after that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you say that you did this in Memphis, is that right?
It's in Memphis, Tennessee, okay. In a small, well, it's not a small clinic, but it's a clinic in the inner city. Most of the patients are on Medicaid and Medicare, and some of them are self-pay. So if you're self-pay, you really don't have the money to go to actually get an eye exam. And if you're on Medicaid, that is not a covered benefit as well.
Right.
So those were some of the biggest barriers as well.
Well, and I think those would be some real significant challenges for people who really need those kinds of screenings, I would imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is a big challenge for them, is the idea that they can't afford to get the eye exams and transportation.
How long was this study conducted?
This study was conducted, it was a retro chart review. So it was from November of 2017 to November of 2018. Okay. So it was a year-long basically study of collecting data on patients who were referred out and who didn't actually get the eye exam or who did get the eye exam.
Right. And what were your findings?
Patients were referred out. And in this clinic, you will find that most of the patients that came were African Americans. Mm-hmm. It was only 1% of whites, Hispanics, and other populations. So the patients, yes, were referred out, but patients actually did not go for various reasons, like I told you before, transportation, financing, and just lack of knowledge.
Right. Would, you know, this clinic and others maybe move forward with some sort of a plan to be able to try to maybe to reach out to those people who may not be able to, who are suffering from those barriers?
One thing that I thought about was maybe telemedicine, whereas they can just call and remind patients how important it is for you to get your annual eye exam. Another is doctors or providers actually educating the patients on how important it is at every single visit. Some patients at this clinic, they come to the clinic every 3 months. So if you was to remind them every 3 months how important it is, how diabetes affects your eyes, your vision, blood flow and everything, I think that would kind of help increase the compliance of patient actually getting the eye exam. Another thing, if the state of Tennessee provided transportation for patients to go to an ophthalmologist to get the eye exam based on their diagnosis of diabetes and possibly hypertension.
You said you worked on this for about a year. How do you think that this will help you, this research will be able to help you after you graduate, when you get out into the field?
This work research could help me once I get out in the field is kind of build on it and come up with a plan for my particular clinic that I will work at. Possibly we can hire a case manager that we could call and contact our patients and do more patient education, because especially on their medication compliance, as well as making sure they get all of their preventive exams done.
How'd you come to Arkansas State?
I actually applied to several different programs in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Arkansas accepted me, and I've had referrals from other people that graduates from Arkansas State that told me how good the program was and how they really gear you to be a top-notch family nurse practitioner. And a lot of people that I've talked to didn't have the opportunity to do a research project, and I think this would really help me build on possibly going back to get my DNP.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things about, I guess, with Arkansas State being such a research-focused university, it can help it if you want to keep going forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm super excited.
So what about Created State? Is this your first Created State?
This is my first Create State. Last year I came as a spectator, and this year I was so excited to be able to be a presenter this year.
So what was it about last year that made you say, you know what, I can't miss out on this year, I've got to enter and be part of this?
Well, just looking at all the research studies, and that's one of my favorite things is doing research and educating patients. So I think this will kind of made me really excited about being part of A-State.
How has Lisa Schaefer and others helped you as you've gone along in your learning and with everything?
Lisa Schaefer is awesome. She just presented for her DMP, and she just keeps me abreast on making sure that I focus on clinical-based guidelines, which is important, to read about different guidelines that are out there to help build me up as an excellent primary care provider.
Corey Dorman and Erica Dillard are both nursing students at Arkansas State University and presented during the Created State Symposium in April. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast at the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play or anywhere you get your podcast, or you can listen on the NPR app and also tell others about the Created State Podcast. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.